And then a lot of other influences in my life. I went to St. John's Congregational Church, which still exists here in Springfield, and the minister there, the senior minister there, was the Reverend Dr. DeBerry, who you know, for whom the school is named there now on Union Street, and who had been a trustee at Fisk University down in Nashville, Tennessee. So when I got a chance, when I graduated from high school, Dr. DeBerry saw to it that I got a small scholarship to go to Fisk. And that I didn't have any money. I was top of my class, but there wasn't any money. But I was blessed in a lot of ways. Encouragement from my parents, particularly from my mama, and help from Dr. DeBerry, and from he was a senior minister, but from the Reverend Roland Heacock, whom I knew as my pastor really there, and who eventually left the church to go back into the service so he could raise his own kids, give them an education. He visited me at Fisk once when I was a junior and did something that was so, it's funny how you remember things, but it was so beautiful. Fisk women were famous, this traditionally, for being upper middle class black and dressing and having all kinds, and of course,
I was a poor child.
It was co-educational, sort of. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But, you know, I was used to wearing hand-me-downs and going to secondhand stores and whatnot. I didn't have that many fancy clothes, but I wasn't that. I was interested in trying to get my education. My mother, because she was denied one, had drilled it into me that getting an education was number one. And I liked school. I liked to read, and I did well. And so it made me who I was, really. In fact, when I went to Fisk, I arrived with a couple of suitcases. All the other folk were arriving with trunks and chauffeurs and whatnot. And they looked at me kind of funny. And I just smiled, as Mama said. I didn't argue. And then when I came at the end of the first semester, I was at the top of the class, and I said, oh. Funny, and that's how I got to be a member of us. I didn't even know what sororities were, but actually, when I got to Fisk, I had received from a chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority in Boston $250. Now, $250 in 1941 was like $5,000 now, and I didn't know anything about sororities or anything, but when I made good grades, all the sororities wanted me to join because your grade made a difference in what the sorority was able to do on campus. But, you know, I had only known this one, so at the moment, I'm what they call a golden soror. I've been in that sorority over 60 years. But, you know, it was fun. But, hey, that wasn't what I was interested in. I just said I had to get the grades, and I got them.
Now,
I had good teachers.
I would like to ask about, I know you came home to Springfield in the summers, and I'll get to that shortly, but I want to ask you about traveling, because that was during the war. You graduated from high school in 1941, and then you went off to Fisk University, and you came home in the summers. Was that a hardship for you?
I managed to get enough money, I guess. I you'd call it student employment on campus, and I just saved my money so I could go back and forth on the train, you know. I had to work. That's one of the reasons why it was delightful to work at the Armory. That's what I did. I kept my grades up so I would have my scholarships, and I made the rest of the money working at the Armory on split shifts, wherever they needed me. And, you know, there wasn't that such thing as student aid. You worked, and then you kept your grades up, and that's how I stayed there.
You aided yourself.
Yeah, well, really. And it was good experience, a marvelous experience.